Do you feel like you're caught in the rat race of trying to increase your likes, comments, and followers on any given platform? I want to make this podcast episode on how I let likes, comments, and follows to mean almost nothing to me, which I know can be so controversial in the social media space. I have been a social media manager since 2017, and don't get me wrong, I've grown my socials multiple times up to 30 or 40,000 on TikTok, and I say multiple because I am currently growing my fourth TikTok upwards of 40,000, and I typically either sell them or I gift them in a social media management container. So I've kind of done this a handful of times. But the one thing I want to note is my most profitable platforms are the ones that have an intimate experience or intimate connection with my audience. And I kind of want to share the behind the scenes of that so you can let go and not feel like your business or your worth is dictated by likes, comments, and follows, because there's much more important metrics. So let's get into the intro and then into the podcast. Welcome back. My name is Adrienne and I am the CEO and founder of Ambitious and Caffeinated. I help moms start and grow a wildly profitable online business while putting motherhood first. Ambitious and Caffeinated helps our clients go from struggling solopreneurs to thriving empires. I started my entrepreneur journey as a teen mom who just wanted to be home with my babies and custom create my career. I knew that the 9-to-5 lifestyle was never meant for me. The business model I designed and created allows me to get paid daily, stabilize my income while working part-time hours as a stay-at-home mom. Now I help other moms turn into online CEOs, get paid daily, and own their power in motherhood. Not only do I cover all the things marketing and business, we get deep here and we don't shy away from the vulnerable chats. You can find me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated or head over to our site at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and you can check out the free resource vault and all of the courses and programs I have available. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive into the episode. So I just want to start off by saying, yes, likes, comments, follows, all of that is a good indication whether we are creating content and we are engaging our audience, piquing their interest, if you will, and knowing whether we're doing something right 100%. But it is not the end all be all. Like, it is not the only factor whether you have a successful business. And I kind of just wanted to elaborate on this. So I'm not saying this in a bragging way, but I have more people in my courses than I ever have had on my Facebook or Instagram likes. I honestly really don't care about how many people like my stuff, and because contrary to belief, it doesn't dictate my clients or my income. I mean, yes, I want an engaged following and I want people enjoying my content. I want people binging on it. You know, creating a loyal audience is very important, but the lurkers are going to lurk hard. Great example. I will put up a post about a new podcast. I'll have about 10 people like it. Yeah, I'll have like anywhere from 50 to 200 people download it in that first day. I will make a post about an offer. Let's just say, for example, my mastermind that's upcoming. I will post about that and I'll have 3 to 5 times the views on that sales page than I do likes. I just think it's very interesting because when you get out of the space of like, oh my God, people aren't liking, people aren't commenting, my followers aren't exploding, you are creating this energy that like, why would people want to sign up with you when they can see the desperation, right? But if we can sit back and be like, no, it's all adding up. You can trust yourself. You can trust that every post, if you are truly coming from a place of abundance. And what I mean by that is not like, please sign my program, please, I need the income, I need the clients. Like, if you're writing content from that space, people are going to be like, no freaking way, I'm not coming into that program. But if you are consistently aligned with their problems and the outcome that they want when you're creating your content, and it comes out so differently. So when you allow yourself to be aligned and stay calm and, you know, centered when you're creating your content, when you remind yourself that every post that you post, every Instagram story that you put up, any thought that you have that you believe is worth mentioning, do not ever downplay that. If you're wanting a really big result, you're wanting a filled out program, you want multiple people in your passive course, you want to have a handful of people in your space and in your programs, etc., you need to understand that doing things step by step, every single day posting something that's quality, not just posting for the sake of posting, but you're genuinely showing up with quality, you're genuinely putting intention behind things. This is like an atomic habit. This is the compound effect. Over time, the more that you do something, it equates to these big results. It overflows. And I know that's such a like an eye roll thing, but if I were to dictate all of my success based off of likes, comments, and follows, I would be capping myself. They always say in entrepreneurship, you are the glass ceiling. If you think that you need, if you subconsciously think you need hundreds of thousands of likes on your page in order to, or your post or whatever it is, in order to have a 5 or 6 figure launch, you're not going to have a 5 or 6 figure launch, because in your brain, you're like, well, I didn't have that. I'm not even going to freaking try. I'm not even close to that. But anywho, this mindset of like, it adds up and overflows. This is when all of a sudden, out of the blue, Jane Doe out of nowhere is ready to painful for my coaching, for my mastermind or whatever. And she'll tell me, I've been stalking you for 2, 3, 4, 5 months, 1 year without a trace. Never liked a single post. I've never seen her look on my Instagram stories. But she'd been indulging in everything. And I'm like, you're not even on my email list. Where did you come from? So I guess my question to you, are you really going to get your feathers ruffled because your socials aren't exploding? And don't get me wrong, we can, you know, in quotations, hack the algorithm. We can do all that stuff. But I don't want you to ever think like singular views are going to be the thing that is going to convert. Remember a season on my Instagram where I was getting anywhere from 2,000 to 20,000 views. It's like, 2,000 to 20,000 views on my reels consistently. And I mean, I was getting a couple sales here and there, but recently, my reels, I cannot get over to go to over 200 views, but you know what? I'm having multiple 4-figure weeks, and that's such a beautiful feeling. Just random people literally telling me, by the way, your messaging, your marketing is hitting home. Like multiple people have told me that. And if I allowed like, oh my gosh, my views are only getting, like I'm only getting 200 views, this sucks, like la la la, and making it be a bigger deal, creating the story that it's negative, it would have taken away from the impact that I had on people. And maybe if I had that thought, I would stop posting, but I'm posting every single day or reel, even if it's only getting 200 views, like whatever, it is what it is. But like I said, I'm not going to get my feathers ruffled just because my socials aren't exploding, but I have a profitable 6-figure business, right? So anywho, I also want to, you know, frame this. I grew my TikTok several times to anywhere from 30 to 50,000 in a very few months. And don't get me wrong, the visibility was fire, but it's actually my least profitable platform. And I grow this to basically show my clients how easy it is. Great example, in the first round of my mastermind, I have a second round upcoming. It's called the Get Paid Daily Mastermind. Go take a look. I have payment plans, extended payment plans. Is so good. But in the first round, for the first month, I grew a TikTok from 0 to 3,000. And for the next month, I didn't touch it. And I still grew an extra 2,000. I'm almost at 5,000. So an extra 2. And I showed how I was only spending 1.5 to 2 hours on the platform a week. It's like, it's easy to grow social media, but is it aligned? Is it profitable? That's what I care about. My Instagram is a multiple 6-figure generating platform, and I only have 1,400 followers. So once again, are you going to get your feathers ruffled just because your socials aren't exploding? I want you to, number one, reflect and make sure your content and vibe, like, I don't care if you're spiritual or I don't care if you're religious. I don't, like, you do you. I'm trying to get at, but is your vibe and your energy, I think we can all agree that certain people feel different when we read certain content, we feel different. Is your vibe actually speaking to your ideal client, like, you know, their problem and their solution awareness, and not being fluffy with our vanilla content? What I mean by vanilla fluffy content is like, oh, I see you're stuck, you can get out, you got it, okay, great. That's not very helpful. But is helpful to be like, hey, I see that you're an overwhelmed mom struggling managing having 3 kids. I'm going to give you my 4 tried and true tips to overcome this. I'm going to give you my life hack. I'm going to give you my blueprint. I'm going to give you the tea on how to overcome this to get to your desired result. That right there is giving quality content that not only can you, you know, create a positive Instagram post that people actually want to read, but now you can turn this, you can repurpose it, you can turn it into a little Instagram story, and guess what? You can save it to your highlights and optimize your social media. You can turn it into a podcast. You can turn it into a live. Like, you have the bones to do a lot with it, and that's how you know if your content is, in quotations, fluffy or not. I think the biggest issue I see is when people are growing their social media, when they're growing their platforms, they're so stuck on making sure that it's focusing on the trends and focusing on, in quotations, going with the algorithm, but they're not necessarily getting aligned people. So what I mean by this is multiple bot accounts are following them, or they get like those 13, 14, 15 year olds that are following them that are also liking the stuff that are, you know, following the algorithm, or they are older men who don't even know how to type English properly, trying to like tell you that you're so beautiful, and they want you to be their sugar baby. those are the type of people that the algorithm attracts. And so if you're wanting to grow an aligned following, you need to make sure that your content is actually speaking and showing that problem and solution awareness. So that's step one. Step two is actually talking to your audience in the DMs like humans, and don't expect them to have a sale, and actually talk to them. And I know that that's like such a no-brainer, and people are like, but I don't know what to talk to them about. Reply to their Instagram stories. Go take time to read their latest post and actually have a conversation about that. Like, just talk to them, connect with them. And if you have a hard time connecting with your audience, that's probably why you're not profitable in business, is because you have to actually like the people that you are serving. I always tell my clients, especially coming into the mastermind, like, what type of people would you have brunch with? Who, like, think about it. It is a Sunday. You get to choose to go out with a group of women and have brunch and just like the most delicious French toast, and there's fresh fruit everywhere, and there's mimosas or like a lattes, iced coffee, whatever the heck you like. I like all of those things. Who would you want to be surrounded by? What type of people would you choose to hang out with for free? Keep in mind, for free. That is the clientele base you want. And how can you create content that is not only talking about their problems and how to create a solution around that, but how do you show up in a way that they would also want to have brunch with you for free? This is how I've created the most beautiful clientele base ever. Last round in the mastermind, we had 17 women, and not only did I leave almost after every single call feeling emotional because I'm like, I just cannot believe this was the community I created. I cannot believe this is the mastermind I've created. I cannot believe, like, I was just like in awe. They also became really close. It developed their own little sisterhood outside of the mastermind. And that feeling is unlike anything that I can explain. So anyhow, talking to your audience as if they're real people, because newsflash, they actually are. Like, if I've ever had a conversation with you and you're just waiting for me to pitch at you, I'm not going to. Like, I mean, if you are spamming everything, commenting on everything, engaging in every single one of my stories and like in the polls, I might be like, hey, I see you're engaging in every poll, interested about this offer. Like, let's have a conversation, of course. But I'm not just gonna pop in the DMs and try to get you to buy and try to shame you into anything. I fully trust that my audience, and you can do the same, like, I fully trust that my audience will know if they want to buy from me, if they want to invest in a course, if they want to come into the mastermind, if they want to try a taste test of like my $37 offer. I trust that they can be a big girl and make that decision, and I don't have to, escort them through the whole process and be like, okay, now click this link and then this is how you do that. Like, I don't believe that. We're all grown ass women, and I believe that if I am truly putting out content that resonates with them, if I have beautiful podcast episodes going up that are actually landing and hitting home with people, and they can actually see things a little bit differently, and if they want to work with me, like, it's a no-brainer. It's like they're grown-ups, and I'm just building connections. And you know what, like, they might not be the client for me, I might not be the coach for them, and I'm going to honor that, and I'm going to trust that. Maybe they refer me to someone who's like, actually, this would be your cup of tea. Like, you never know. Bottom line, you talk to your people like humans in the DMs and make it personable. The other thing I noticed too is the more, just like a little algorithm hack, when you talk to the people that you actually like and you would like to work with, your content will be posted in front of them first. So like your stories and your content will pop up into their onto their feed first. So it does help with that visibility as well. So being intentional about that. And the third thing is stand out and nurture unapologetically. Create content that is worth reading, worth watching, worth listening to, because I think that some of us think that we are making a sale when it's only money, when it's only transaction. We are selling people all the time to listen to our podcast, to, if you're like me, like, I have a free resource vault. I have a free Facebook group where there's like content templates and trainings and a whole bundle of graphics. I'm selling them to go get that free thing. You know, it's an email and name exchange. They get registered and they get access to everything. You have to sell people into your free stuff as well. You have to sell people on why they should listen to their podcast. People are investing in their time and energy if it's not money. So just one thing I want to say is when you're standing out nurturing, I just want to say, like, you are selling them on why they should read your content. And it's not by like proving, but it's just by showing up and doing the dang thing. The other thing I just want to know is by showing up and truly being yourself and being unapologetic with sharing value, And I just want a side note, if you ever feel like, oh my gosh, if I give too much value, they're not going to want to work with me. Oh my gosh. And you're coming from this place of like, if I give it all away, there's going to be no more left. And I just want to challenge you, because the more that you talk about something and the more that you experience it with clients and just people in your audience, the more that you grow in that area. And for myself, like, I've been able to optimize all of my social media doing this. Like, you go to my Instagram stories, there's tons of trainings. And go to my podcast, there's tons of trainings. And people will get results. Yes, that's the whole freaking point. I want people to get results. I want people to come and binge on my stuff and get results. If they feel so called to work with me because they're like, shit, her free stuff is getting me this. Imagine what her mastermind would do. Or imagine what her one-on-one would do. Imagine what even a $37 course of hers would do if this free stuff is working. That's the point. That's the point. I want to make sure that if people are, you know, implementing my post or my live training or my podcast, they're going to experience a micro transformation. That's normal. And by doing this, it does build your credibility, because there's so many people in the online space who don't give a shit whether they give you a result. They just care about the money. But the people I serve care about having an impact and creating income. You're allowed to have both, and you're allowed to desire both. And it doesn't mean anything negative about you. You can be a beautiful human being inside and out and still be excited to create income. They can coexist. And I just want to note really quick here that money is a neutral resource, and money is something that's wanting to support you. And money can change a lot. Money cannot buy happiness, but it can change your outlook on life. It can change your experience, is what I should say. So, great example. There's like this post going around, and I know that Rachel Peterson has definitely talked about this, but a couple other influencers and industry leaders have definitely talked about it. But there's a lot of people like, $100,000 is not a lot of money. I can't believe you guys are striving for that. And it's a negative outlook. And I know specifically Rachel Peterson, and there's a couple other people on TikTok talking about it, but it's like $100,000 could be years of childcare. It could be like you could put a huge down payment on your dream house. It could be that you no longer have to worry about any of your bills or payments or your debt. Like, there, $100,000 can go a long way. And I just want to mention, like, if you had like even $2,000 in your savings because your business is finally supporting you and you blew a tire, it's fine. You have $2,000 that you can, you know, buy a new tire. It's okay. You can take a deep breath. But let's just say you don't, you have $200 in your account. If that's going to be a really big deal. And so I just want to position it in a way that's like, don't be afraid to allow your business to be profitable. It's okay. It's more than okay if your business is profitable. It's a beautiful experience when your business is able to financially support you. I truly believe you're able to show up and give more to your audience. You're able to take care of yourself more fully. Maybe you get more educated in the area that you are. Maybe expand your knowledge. And just simply that your nervous system is in the space that you can actually support others further. And I know that we've kind of gone off topic from like, oh, likes, comments, and follows to income. But I just want to note, like, the money mindset, it's okay to want a lot of money. And if you're anything like me, if you're anything like the women in my mastermind, like, you're truly wanting to create an impact as well. And you can have both. I just want to note that. But by following all of this, I just want to note, like, you're going to quickly be growing an aligned, profitable social media. And I think that's the goal for all of us. I've actually worked with people who have 8, 9, 10, 11, sometimes 12,000 followers on Instagram and on Facebook and on TikTok, and they're barely bringing in $1,000 a month. I know for myself, like, I had my first I think it was between $22,000 and $25,000 launch a couple years ago when I had like 200 people in my audience, 200, and I had a 5-figure launch. And that was a beautiful experience. I was like 36, 37 weeks pregnant with my fourth baby. And I was about to pop anytime. And people were like, no, it's fine. If you need to take a break, I don't care. Like, I had the most beautiful clientele, so it speaks for itself. But like, growing that intimate audience who were so, we had so much trust between each other, it was a very effortless experience. And so I just want you to note, like, you can have an intimate audience and still be extremely profitable. And if you're struggling with this, definitely go check out, I have a $37 mini course option. Of course, I also have my Facebook, free Facebook vault. It's called The Sold Out on Socials. If you're not already over there, that's a free one. I have a $37 offer. I have a couple different offers if you go check out on Ambitious and Caffeinated. And if you're wanting those big, juicy, profitable results and like getting paid daily in your business, definitely go check out the Get Paid Daily Mastermind. But what I want to know is, I want to challenge you. I want you to sit down. If you haven't listened to my last episode on how I plan out my quarters, definitely go listen to that. But I want you to sit down and figure out how you can create one. I want you to focus on one platform, how you can make that the most valuable, juicy platform, and a strategy for getting visibility from the right people. I want you to think about the content you're going to put out. I want you to think about the DM strategy that you have. I want to think about the offer that you have, because side note, if you haven't listened to the 7-day sales cycle, I also talk about this in the Get Paid Daily mini course, the $37 one. But if you want to have a short sales day cycle, you also need to be talking about your offer consistently, and your content needs to be in relation to that. So just, I want you to think about, number one, what is your offer that you're selling? Number two, how can you create juicy, juicy, juicy content around that offer? And number three, how are you talking to your clients? Because some people will be like, what are you offering? What can I buy from you? I don't even care at this point. What can I buy from you? People will genuinely say that. So show up, build a connection, and provide value. If you feel so called to take it a next step further, have a podcast, make a Facebook group, like do some Instagram story trainings and save it to your highlights and really optimize that social media. But that's my challenge for you. Oh, this was such a beautiful little podcast. I'm so excited about it. So anywho, I'm so grateful that you are here. Definitely go check out Ambitious and Caffeinated for other free resources, my courses, my programs. If you are looking for a one-on-one, I don't have it posted on my site, but I have a partnership model coaching style. You can definitely reach out to me on Instagram at Ambitious and Caffeinated. But I'm so grateful that you're here, and I'm really excited to hear your results. If you have never reached out to me, just have a conversation, I would love to hear from you. But thank you so much for coming to this podcast episode. I hope you have a beautiful day.